Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who had? Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my thumb fucking King Eric on the current events. My nigga Bomber with the sports. What's going on, my G's, man? Long time no hear. What up?
It's the dead.
Who had?
Yeah, you know, man. I'm in
another day, another dollar.
In the hood, doing the hood things.
Bomb it, man. My G, what up, man? You got a show coming up, right?
Yeah. 29th. I actually got two shows coming up. July 21st, yeah. And July 29th.
Yeah, we attacking. I got that joint with Eric King. That nigga coming to September. We wilding. It's going down. What's good, though, yeah, E-Man?
Back outside working, man. Got this industry event that I'm going to be hitting. I'm going to be out of town probably in a couple weeks. So I'm going to keep you guys posted about what's going on with that because, you know, it's my birthday week. So, got to take care of some things out of town.
Oh, shit. OG.
Yes, sir.
You about to be like...
45? Nah, 41.
Nah, I'm talking about fucking... He's a little nigga, man. I'm talking about 30-something.
I gotta keep the youth look, man. I gotta keep the youthful.
Mm-hmm. Little nigga. You look like a little baby Eminem. You the baby yellow Eminem. With the pimp on this shit. Word.
Hey,
I'm fucking
man,
twisted right now. I'm trying to get up to me. I'm fucking twisted. Kyle, I told you I was bent. Bob was like, you gonna be able to do the show? I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm cool. I'm fucking
bent. Yeah, I mean, I ain't know if you was back a Pookie car bent or
Nah. If I'm contacting, you know, like communicating, if I'm communicating, I'm good. If you hear back to me, oh, it's a wrap.
He out the door.
Yeah, I had to check.
You know I'm good if I'm communicating. This nigga can text and fucking text and hit them little fucking, my fat fingers, hit them fucking little fucking letters. Oh, I'm good.
Let me ask you this. Was you texting with both eyes open or one eye?
Both eyes.
You know that bend where you only use one eye?
Nah. That means your body, bitch. Holy shit, down for me today. That's what that means. That means I ain't even in the rib. I'm still in the street. It's crazy. Word.
Yeah, what's it like watching out there in the rib, right, man? Fourth of July.
You ever seen this shit?
Weekend.
Oh, man, it's coming up. Shit, I came outside this morning. All you see is fucking fireworks shit all over the fucking street. I know houses mad as a motherfucker. They got to clean up this rotten ass hood. All you see is fucking fireworks shit out. It ain't even the 4th yet.
I mean, it's 4th of July weekend, so.
It's shooting early.
You don't hear that? You don't hear it in the background? They busting off behind me. They somewhere around me. They letting off
like
already.
Down south. Oh, they loose. They definitely loose. I used to get a good show when I was in North Carolina. My neighbor, that nigga, he going all night with shit by himself. He ain't even got no family over there, no nothing. But that nigga got like a thousands of dollars worth of fucking fireworks he shoots off. I mean, doing shit to like, it's just him by himself. He goes in the front, let off some, blah, blah, blah. He go in the backyard, let off some big shit, boo. I'm just sitting there watching him shit. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, they letting off right.
Oh, I hear that.
Like they right.
They let
like they right next door. They busting off right now. Bye. Yeah, happy 4th of July weekend, people, man. Hope y'all chilling.
You ever
safe out there.
You ever saw that shit to catch a smuggler? This shit to catch a smuggler. They catch a nigga smuggling shit in from overseas, all kinds of drugs and shit. I'm like, yeah, I know these niggas. Sick with them niggas. Be like, oh, come over here. You talk to me. As soon as the niggas say, yo, come let me talk to you over here. In the call the pocket. And you know you dirty. It's all home for. Motherfuckers got shit strapped to them. All kinds of shit, yo. I'm like, damn, duh. You got all this shit strapped to you?
Oh, you know they trying
females,
to get in.
They got matched this strap to them. I'm like, oh, shit. They thought they'd have got, if they'd admitted, they'd have been good. Somebody told on them, nigga. And they be trying
man,
to
I
act like, oh, they doing good work.
I seen some shit that a lady was coming over. I don't know where she was coming from, but she was in a wheelchair. And she had dumb work on her. Mad work. And they call her TSA call her.
Oh man.
An older lady too. Not no young chick, an older lady. I'm like, ah, she is finished.
Yo, the elders be getting it in. So they created the blueprint. They know how to get it in for real and be sneaky about it.
I mean, yeah, she's talking shit in the wheelchair.
Yeah,
she was going to get through. She got bagged. Look that shit up. But I know y'all been paying attention to sports lately. I don't know your Paul. You see Chris Paul going to Golden State? You seen that trade?
Yeah. I'm hit. That's whack. I don't know what the fuck they doing that for. They already got fucking Steph. Fucking need another fucking point guard for them niggas. Me
hype. Yeah, and they sent Poole to Phoenix.
Yeah, they got rid of Dunn, but he got his bag, so he don't give a fuck. He got his bag, but I don't know, man. They better do something, man. They kept Draymond.
Yeah, they ain't gonna let Draymond go. He's
They gave Draymond $100 million. He's staying.
Yeah, he a good defender.
They were talking about
a lot of trades don't went on, man. A lot of trades went on.
What the Knicks do? What the Knicks do?
The Knicks?
Oh, they got rid of this gun. I heard they got rid of my man, man. That was coming off the bench from Julius Randle, man. The nigga that was nice. The lights get told me, man. I don't know why they got rid of that nigga, man. They are assholes for getting rid of him for some first-round picks. They are assholes for getting rid of that kid. That nigga was nice. OB something, man. Tall, light-skinned nigga on the Knicks. They traded him. And now he's going to be like the main nigga somewhere. I'm like, why they do that for, man?
They
want the bench for him. That was a dumb move.
They messing shit up.
You see that shit?
They stay for.
The Knicks traded.
Yeah, that's
like OB train or some OB. Yeah, man. They fucked up.
That's one of those trades they're going to regret down the line.
Now, I hope they don't try to get James Harden, man. I don't want that nigga over here. I think we good with the squad we got, man. We just need to pick another. We need some height. We need another a defender, man. We need a good defender, man. You know what I'm saying? And we good. We got scorers. We need some defense.
Yeah, the Knicks just signed Dante DiVincenzo. Signed 4-year, $50 million deal with the Knicks.
I gotta see what the fuck he about.
Yeah, the Knicks have signed DiVincenzo to a 4-year, $550 million deal, reuniting the 26-year-old with his Villanova Wildcat teammate Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart.
Oh, that's the kid that used to play with Jalen Brunson in, I think, college.
Yeah.
So he's familiar with him. There might be some magic right there.
Yeah, and the Clippers acquired Kenyon Martin from the Rockets.
Kenyon Martin still playing?
Martin, yeah, he's still playing.
I ain't know that nigga was still suiting up. How old is Kenyon Martin? That nigga got older than LeBron, man. That nigga, they're talking about LeBron is one of the oldest. Kenyon Martin is older than that nigga, right?
Yeah, I think they're about the same age. Raptors signed Jalen McDaniels.
I would fuck with Kenyon Martin on the defenses, too.
Yeah, Westbrook signs with the Clippers again for 2 more years.
Get that money. That's all these niggas doing, man. Is getting these niggas bag, man. You know? But as far as
basketball fans,
what I want to see is the Knicks make a good move. I want to see Miami make a good move because they got far with just what they had. I want to see Damon.
Like the Rockets.
Dame time leaving Portland, yo. Dame requested a trade. Dame won out of Portland.
I mean, all they got to do is give him some
talking about him going to Miami.
He just needs some help.
I heard he want to go to Miami, though, but that's not a good move, I don't think.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
that. Niggas, man. Y'all going to need some hype to stop me, man. The Joker just showed niggas what the fuck is going to be the deal for the next couple of years. I'm telling you. It's going to be him, and they done made adjustments. It's going to be the Joker and that tall nigga, Yan Diambo, that just got drafted. Niggas going to need hype.
Yo, I ain't going to
all that shooting shit niggas going with Steph was dominating, and everybody thought you needed a point guard that could shoot from deep. That shit is over. It's back to the big man game.
Yeah, I ain't going to front. There's
like
two brothers just got drafted. I don't know if y'all been watching the drafts, but these two brothers
just got drafted.
The twins is going to be the truth. The twins. Amen and Aben.
Hopefully. Hopefully. I know they definitely got two checks coming in from two different kids in the same family. That's dope.
And you see LaMelo Ball signs 5-year, $260 million contract extension with the Hornets.
Ain't he hurt?
LaMelo Ball?
But then he was hurt, yo. Yeah.
Nah, I think it's the other ball you talking about.
There's three balls up there, Paul.
Yeah, there's three of them that's playing in the NBA.
Oh, they pop.
I think it's Lonzo.
Fucking crazy. Y'all think it's
Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, and the
still
get the
NBA money next him.
Yeah, the Lakers re-signed D'Angelo Russell, and they signed Austin Reeves to 4-year, $56 million deal.
I don't know. They cleaned it up at the end of the year. They got strong because they started the year all fucked up last year. They should start off strong this year because they ended up making the playoffs and niggas thought they wouldn't. So the Lakers should be good next year, man.
Yeah, so going back to what you were saying, the Pacers acquire Obi Toppin from Knicks for second round pick.
Where you going?
Pacers, Indiana.
Wow. Them niggas is stupid, man. The niggas are assholes. Should have never got rid of that kid, yo. Because every time fucking Julius was fucking up, he came in the game. It was scoring. It should be water. Damn.
Why they got rid of
that nigga for some fucking draft? All he got for that nigga was some draft picks. That's weak.
That's taking a risk with yourself. You don't know these guys going to be a bust. That's taking a risk within itself.
That's some dumb shit, yo. We should have got something back from him playing there. That was a dumb move.
Yeah, they got Jairus Walker and Bruce Brown.
Fucking dumbasses. Maybe, hopefully, then LeBron's son going to be drafted. Hopefully, we can get that nigga if that's in that sound plan. But if we ain't getting nobody, ain't nobody coming to come up. We traded that nigga for nothing. Basically, that's what they did. They traded that nigga for future draft pick. Nobody, come on, man. That's whack. I'm mad at that. And I heard it might get rid of that kid quickly. Quigley. They trying to trade that nigga. They trying to trade all the niggas fans like.
They see the Rockets, the Raptors picked up Dennis Schroeder. So Schroeder's out of L.A. Headed to Toronto.
That might be a bad move because LeBron needed point guard.
Yeah, but they got D'Angelo Russell. I think D'Angelo Russell is better than Schroeder. I mean, Schroeder's all right, but.
It all depends on where
the Nuggets. The Nuggets just showed niggas what it's going to be for the next couple of years. If you ain't got nobody
going
back to Joker, you're fucked up. You see Joker's water. And niggas ain't stopping Joker and they fucking offense. And we can fucking Popovich get a hold of this big tall kid over there in fucking San Antonio. It's going to be a wrap. Niggas need height. And talent right now, making me hype. All that shooting guard shit is over with. That point guard shooting from fucking 1,000 feet away. That's that Steph shit. Everybody designed their teams to beat the Golden State Warriors. Nobody was thinking about the big man. Joker just showed y'all niggas it's back to the big man game. Why did Steph and them lose to LeBron and them? They were smaller. And why did Bulls lose in the finals? They can't really compete. they were smaller.
Can I get some height, nigga? The Joker showed that nigga what it is. I'm going to back that nigga down, get to the rim, and score. That's all that big nigga doing.
Yeah, the Sixers looking to trade Harden. Harden might be leaving Philly.
They do all the trades they want to, yo. If they ain't got no business coming up, it's a rock. Because Giannis is coming back with a vengeance. Trust that. And B, all you need is a real good nigga. He's Robin. Because he ain't really got his Robin, man. Harden is a dickhead. He don't show up. And B, need another real partner. Then he's going to be a problem. I'll take Embiid in New York, man. He can be a fucking center. We need a real center. You told me. He'd be like the next Patrick Ewing. He'd come to the Garden. But yeah, man, all that fucking shooting guard, point guard shit is over with.
Good for that.
That point challenge.
That was a new wave for about 10 years. So that was a wave for about a good 10 years. And now every 10 years, the game changes.
Nah, Steph fucked the game up because Steph was shooting crazy and everybody started getting the green light. Everybody started shooting crazy and everybody, all the teams started trying to build their team to beat Golden State. That means you got to be shooting from the three. Everybody looking for niggas that shoot from the three. Nobody was thinking about the big man game. It's back to the big man game. Until... Steph
win
another one.
Shit, it said Derrick Rose is on the free agency. I ain't know Derrick Rose
D-Rose
was
going
still
to
playing.
D-Rose going to the Grizzlies, yo.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I see
that.
That's
all they needed that over there. I don't know why they gave up D-Rose. He was an old head in the locker room. He was OG in the locker room. They dumbasses, man.
Yeah, they gave him $6.5 million for 2 years.
Got to put him down there to put put a play on Juwan Wing.
He's stupid, man. So now, who's the OG in the locker room? Who the OG in the locker room for the Knicks now? D. Rose was that nigga. Ain't got no OG in the locker room.
Nope.
All good teams need that OG in the locker room. That's just what Memphis needs to get John Morant. You know what I'm saying? Yo, stop playing. Boom. D. Rose in his ear. It's over. That's just what he needed. A nigga like D. Rose on his team. So, yo. Nah. You too good for this shit to be doing all that dumb shit. Nah, chill. Let's hit the gym with you. You know what I'm saying? That's what he needs. John Moran's going to be crazy now with D-Rose over there, yo.
Okay, look, man, don't come to see. Look, man, I know about Chicago. Stop acting like Chicago, man. Stay in Memphis. Focus on your game.
Shit, they traded Seth Curry. They traded the Nets traded him to the Mavericks.
Oh, what?
Over
there was fucking, what you call it, right? Fucking.
That shit be crazy.
Fucking Kyrie yet?
Yep.
And Luka Doncic.
Yep, he's still there. They gonna figure out how those two guys gonna work together.
Now, Luka's coming back. Luka's like another Joker type nigga, man. Tall nigga. He got game. Got the outside shot. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. It's a big man game again, man. You can believe the Milwaukee Bucks is definitely coming back wilder. They got beat by Chicago by luck. Chicago went on a fucking run after that. That's not happening again.
Yeah, it's definitely not happening again.
But that's not happening. They beat Milwaukee. Nobody had them niggas beat Milwaukee. And then they kind of had a, you know, all bets is off once they got past Milwaukee. But the Knicks, oh, yeah, they didn't probably beat them. Oh, hey, they beat us. Boom. Oh, Boston, oh. Got at them niggas. You know, made it a game. But the niggas ain't getting past some niggas like Milwaukee again. Unless they make some real big changes. Cause remember, Giannis got hurt. He missed a game or two. So, I mean,
yeah, that's the only way
off of that.
That's the only way anybody getting past Milwaukee is if those guys is hurt.
Yeah, Giannis is hurt. Yeah, them niggas got, they took advantage of that. Then they got hot, you know what I'm saying? Real hot. They went through niggas. They went through New York. They went through Boston. You kind of like, yo, it's not like a fluke. But if they wouldn't have got past Milwaukee and done one, if Giannis is right. But once they got past Milwaukee, they're like, oh, fuck that. Nobody's stopping us.
So they traded Kyle Lowry and Tyler Herro.
Tyler Herro from Miami
Heat acquired Damian Lillard, Jusuf Nurkić from the Portland Trailblazers for Tyler Herro, Kyle Lowry,
wow.
2027 first round pick.
Wow.
2029 first round pick.
Damian Lillard's going to be underneath fucking Pat Riley and fucking this guy's fucking tutelage. It's a wrap. He's going to get a ring. They need more help over there. That's not the answer either. I mean, they need somebody who's going to, who is going to fucking stop the Joker? He just showed you what he's going to do for the next couple years. Him and his partner, hey, the kid with the sandwich. And the Suns made a move. They got like a baby big three going over there. You know? KD's gonna be dangerous. The Suns gonna be dangerous.
Yeah, but they saying that Damian Lillard They saying Damian Lillard could possibly go either to Miami or Brooklyn. That's what they saying.
Oh, I thought you just said that he went to Miami.
No,
oh,
these are
a possible trade.
Yeah, these are realistic trades we could see during the free agency. This is courtesy of Bleacher Report. So.
Oh,
like
so
I said,
they
it's not in stone yet, but these are possibilities. They even saying DeMar Rosen might go to Los Angeles, which would be dope too. I like the way he played, DeRozan. I think he'll do better than Westbrook over there.
I don't know what happened to Westbrook, man. He just got, you know. Nah, what's up with fucking the Clippers? The Claw, man. Them niggas be bullshit, man. Paul and them niggas, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. So as far as the Clippers.
I heard this kid name. That was with L.A., they traded him. Him and, heard he's going over there. Where he going? To Philly. That big mouth nigga with the dreads that fucking was. He was with L.A.
Yeah, let me see.
The nigga that L.A. traded, they traded him and Westbrook. And he was talking about, oh, we need a ring. If they get a ring, because we got them there and all the shit. That nigga. I heard he's going to fucking Philly with him. B.
We got Austin B. Oh, Patrick Beverly?
Yeah, Patrick Beverly.
He's going to the Sixers. Yeah, he's going to Sixers for a 1-year deal, $3.2 million.
And where that kid at, man, that froze up, man, that the Philly had? And he went to the Nets. What's that nigga name, man? Where the fuck is he at?
Ben Simmons?
Oh, Ben Simmons. They saying that if Brooklyn picks up Damian Lillard, there's a possibility that he will go to Portland. Simmons.
Is he worth anything? Or is he worth anything? Like, what the fuck?
Nah, you probably get more with an EBT card. Nah, he ain't doing shit, that guy. You better off getting to my EBT card. Nah, he's...
Nah, he might take an EBT.
I'll take an EBT card over Ben Simmons right now. That motherfucker, EBT card got more work than he do. That motherfucker just there just to put he's there just to wear the uniform.
Nah, son, at one point they was comparing that nigga to LeBron. They said LeBron.
Whoever was saying that shit, they had 2-for-5s in their stem, and they were smoking some
Everybody
shit.
Everybody was saying that, man. Stephen A. Smith, niggas was saying that, like, yo, he got a game like LeBron, and he's the next thing.
Stephen A. Smith's hairline went back for saying that shit. That motherfucker hairline went back. Everybody talking all that shit. Ben Simmons this, Ben Simmons that. But the Ben Simmons can't even fucking score under the basket. Where my EBT card at, man? I'll give you $200 for that $500 EBT card.
Yeah, you had that whole hype machine behind him.
That's all that was. That's always marketing and promotion because his game is doo-doo. His game is doodle.
He was good up until that day, that series where he just froze up. And then after that play, it was over. Like, he didn't dunk
it. Yeah, like
I said,
how you open under the basket and you don't score? How?
He had a brain fart. He ain't come back since then.
Like I said,
he come back six.
I'll trade Ben Simmons for a year's supply of EBT cards.
I'm packing Newports right now.
Yo, for real.
Trade this for packing Newports right now.
Word, like, yo, a year's supply of Lucy's, like. I'm serious, man. He ain't do shit on the Sixers. He motherfucking came and had KD on his team.
He's getting a Kyrie right now. Yo, he's getting the Sixers are still paying that nigga. Yo, he's still getting a bag.
I know he's still eating, but yo, he was on a team with KD, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and did nothing.
Some of them teams are still paying him. He ain't even on the motherfuckers, but he's still getting a check from them because they owe him, I think. Word is wrong.
I mean, they
getting
on,
checks,
but
so he ain't even playing.
I know they happy they traded his ass, though. I know they happy he ain't on their bench. They'll pay for him to stay over there.
He'll stay liability.
Draymond Green, he just re-signed Warriors for $100 million for 4 years. So that's, I guess, $50 a year. That's good money, right? $50 million a year.
I mean, but $50 million for 1 year?
At the end of his years, like, yeah, he's getting a fucking 4 year, $100 million, 100 and change. So that's like $50 million a year.
No, $100 million For 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years. 25 million. Yeah,
he's still, that's still good. Ain't nobody seen a fucking million in a year. You give me 25 for a year, 25 mil? I'm good. But you know how, you know how I feel, right? Every time they give the players the big money, they crumble. Not all not all players can get the money and be good. Like think about it. I mean, LeBron, of course, he didn't. You know, KD, of course, he didn't. You know, but there's some players out there that got that bag, and it was Doodoo Brown after that shit. Straight Doodoo Brown. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Poet's call got dropped. He should be calling back.
Well, let's give him some music, man.
Yes, sir. We're going to hit him with some Sauce Walker.
Oh, Sauce
Walker. This joint called Dangerous Seringa.
Yeah, that's Sauce Walker featuring, you know, Conway the Machine. I think that joint's called Derringers or something like that, right?
Yeah, Dangerous Derringers.
Yeah.
We will hit y'all with some heat, and we'll be right back with y'all.
Who hand? Happy 4th of July.
Y'all ain't know what type of shit I'm on. Fuck the motherfucking nonsense. Smack a nigga with a palm fist. Knock his iPhone out his head. Drop his son, kid, I'm on mix. Walking red, this a Glock 40 on me, but it's a 9 in the head, it shoot both of them. I be having modified guns, transform some Decepticon. Every day I'm walking with a weapon on, stepping on Louis Gooey, whatever that is. TSF business, Sauce Walker, I been that kid, that did. Made a couple million off of that bitch. What's the name? Don't matter, nigga, motherfuck the fame. My bitch not Rihanna, but these platinum dollars. Put her on the billboard, she'll solve your problems. Bitch a genie, and you was just a weenie. Maybach truck 21, that's how you see me. Chrome heart beaming, but I ain't got no love. Trap house after clothes, we ain't got no drugs. That's how my chest is. Headshot everything in the car. Fuck some besties. Backflip, kick martial law. Off a tech in a wet bin. Niggas better duck when I step in. Guard here, sit down in church and stand in guard. Feel respect, nigga. It's TSF out that check, nigga. I have a crib with a 30C walk your neck, nigga. Walk was 2 years in the game and still a vet, nigga. I done made some broke niggas rich up in the decks, nigga. Real life. Tell me what that struggle feel like. Streets so cold, popsicles don't wanna feel ice. Streets so cold, nigga, life froze from shooting dice. Hit him with the nitrogen, he never saw his wife again. We like to win, but be with losers. You wanna play with Tim Duncan or Carlos Bruiser? Like a needle, I maneuver through the haystack. Get money since way back, since 8 tracks. My mama was breaking tricks for 8 racks. Seen so many muscle head niggas shot in the 8-pack. Trying to beat Damian, won't never lift a weight again. Don't take the pen and die free. Keep thinking that them little niggas ain't got nothing for Greece. A lot of good lives this week when that peace come out. Who really fucking with them wolves when they teeth come out? All this trauma I received made my beef come out. Stop walking in any city, then the streets come out.
I'm sorry. Oi.
Bonds in that red gold yard. Jewelry one of none. The money come, I'ma go off. Never was a bum. The summer come, I'ma show off. Only 63 made. One of them in my gold rush. My nigga young and dumb. Bipolar, he off his Zoloft. He so lost. Walk up, head tap, you and stroll off. Minutes like I'm AWACS. Selling cane by the old dog. 12 hit the spot, I'm out the window. That's a close call. I make more in a year than your career paid.
and you don't hear me playing on radio airwaves. Twin got two straps on it like a pair of air rays. 40 steam like oil sheen, get your hair sprayed. I'm in this bitch, been getting rich for a long minute. Suck me and don't come up for air, that bitch is long winded. I got a homie in prison doing a long sentence. Called in and said, any beat they put you on, kill it. Machine, they mad at you. How you pushing to California through Malibu? Daytona on the wrist, shit, you did the unimaginable. You did what niggas never fathomed to. Sipping deli at Diddy House when I'm just passing through. I was just doing what I had to do. I just put the work in, they think I did something magical. I'm from a hood, niggas will leave you where your value boots.
Ain't act the same, same bump ties like Jay Prince. Guess you left no prints. Somebody bitch. provide the wave, I don't ride when party years why this. Watching me the bench, he thinks we tied in. Dragons on call, double D's bust out the ball like Mardi Gras. Trying to stunt, starving the law. Try to put a hand on me, he start a war. Probably in Dubai, sticking down models in the law for call. Pussy whipping like Molotov markers. Mark my word, you want the bold taker. Park and Porsche, doing homework. Little bro, bunch of jumped off the porch. Light him up like loose supports. Clean up, Desert Eagle, Diesel, Debo, your whole shit. Bluff like you tough, but be your whole shit. We know popping downs on your people in interrogation rooms like a wizard. Make it look easy, put a hollow through your ego. Model speed it off the Migo, see the threesome, shoot the hands, roll up, whip like Beanie Sinkers. See through like a window. Need to be beat out, bimbo. I've been on rims on the so bad bench phone. Too many things, I need 10 phones. Pick up the rules and step on it. The word definite, got definite. We all gon' go one day. I need to be dumb pay. Fuckin' with me, start doing the buck up a one way. Never let your gun spray. Gun say, get him, I got him. Stuck on pump cake. Kind like sun rays. Boy, fuck out my face.
It feels great, don't it? Calm the baby down. Swing that around. Oh shit. Hey, Gooch, I'm a dog. Hey, yo. High yellow bitch, nipples like strawberry milk. Pass the handy white, got me on steel. Flexing hard in the mud, silky nice. I'm very built, busting up. Wipe it on your white, Burberry quill, King Kong. Bang on the chest and my balls hanging. 5,000 niggas in my presence, they all ganging. Known to keep raw shit, settle with y'all slinging. Cut he know his fence when he tested his jaw swinging. These young niggas making waves, scamming, they move swift. MC coming with hammers, I'm too legit at the gun range. Turn the page, man, it's a human gift. Got to hit, stop an 8, grim with the Buddha fist up. Niggas try to copy the formula, they just can't get it. Work spread in every corner just like the pandemic. Pick up a whole brick on that bench, spread it. Me and my fans spread it, don't get your man said it. Bullet hole, where's do-rag gold? Better hope niggas don't think you that toe. Boulevard straight pitching in my new ass clothes. Took a hit, now he's flying like UFOs, yo. Snack daddy, why you do that for? Bitch screaming in my face, I remove that hoe. Cuffin' under half zoom, hope you best flow. He had me wasting no nigga, fool that soul. Catch up, motherfucker. Yo. Catch up, motherfucker. Catch up, motherfucker. Catch up, motherfucker. Word. Catch up, motherfucker. Catch up, motherfucker. Catch up, son. Hey, yo, listen. I'm ready to get paper for child funding. Now I'm about to be the nigga skating child money. Truly understand the pure hate, child bummer. Bitch, blood of God, you ain't taking no bras from me. Even in the winter when I'm staying, it's all sunny. Super niggas trying to scheme, but I ain't got time to play with the smart dummy. For real. Hey, yo, none put a smile on her face like drug paper. Rap shit don't really pay, but it's much safer. I ain't got time for girlfriends, I'm a slut maker. Crazy bitch set me up, I had to duck, say shame. Where do-rag go? Better hope niggas don't think you that dope. Boulevard straight pitching in my new ass clothes. Took a hit, now you flying like a UFO, son. Now daddy, why you do that for? Bitch screaming in my face, I remove that hoe. Took another half to him, hope the new bag flow. Yeah, you wait, didn't know, nigga, move that slow. Catch up, motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker.
sudden niggas the plug, right?
Right.
Ain't got the power to show you love on a drug price. I doubt that, cause half of these niggas goofies without rap. Reroute that. We wouldn't believe you niggas without tats and gold chains. You never sold cocaine, no house traps, no Colombian plugs, no dope came on a boat lane. You know what's so strange? You struggle for pennies and still you won't change. That hustler's envy run through your bros' veins. You know that old saying? You can't beat them, you join them with no shame. I don't play them whole games. Blow like Cobain, the dough like Lomaine. You scrimmaging the rock, but you ain't ready for this pro game. It's no pain, no gain. These broke lame, no names. The pistol that I raised here compared to a road game. These niggas ain't duffel, bro. They ain't ever hustle, blow. I was seeing green on that screen like Mark Ruffalo. Fuck it, though. A hustler's remorse. It's a different story when you fucking with a boss. Diamonds crushed up on the cross. Out in Bora Bora doing donuts in the Porsche. I can show you what it costs. Never slaughtered for a loss.
Never.
A hustler's remorse. $1 million villas, never fucking on resorts.
Never.
You fucking with a boss. Let us Mayweather, never suffer from a loss.
Nah.
They never say whether they'll be touching us in court. A hustler's remorse. All of a sudden, these niggas tough guys.
Right.
Divide and cut pies, swear that I heard enough lies. Said you took care of beef, but I overheard that you cut fries. A mere fry cook, make sure my beverage is plus size, with no ice. You ain't got no coke price, was never ready to die. So you ain't never rolled dice. Niggas caught in them rat traps, congregating with slow mice. But no hype, no light. Revoke stripes, hold tight. Every game got a white hope. Every nigga gon' hold white.
Uh-huh.
These rappers got no plight.
None.
For me, I got broke dreams. That might look kinda similar like Chappelle and Bokeem. I withheld a smoke screen, cause I ain't in a fooling ya.
Nah.
I will call you junior, but I don't wanna ruin ya, cause I don't know what that intense pressure gon' do to ya.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a Lamborghini with an actress named Julia, screwing her. A hustler's remorse. It's a different story when you fucking with a boss. Diamonds crushed up on the cross. Out in Bora Bora doing donuts in the Porsche. I can show you what it costs. Never slaughtered for a loss.
Never.
A hustler's remorse. $1 million villas, never fucking on resorts.
Never.
You fucking with a boss. Lettuce Mayweather, never suffer from a loss.
Nah.
They never say whether they'll be touching us in court. A hustler's remorse.
Yeah, Screwball Radio Live from the Matrix. That's what we talking about, that hardcore shit. That's what we playing over here.
That's what I like. Wow. Yeah, definitely a lot of fire out there. Got look, got search, man. Hip-hop is there. Once again.
Yo, E-Man, what's going on? Current events out there, man. You ain't talking about none of that shit that's going on with the fucking... The fucking Supreme Court taking away motherfuckers.
Hey, man, we
gotta
let y'all. I was reading y'all build about sports, so, you know, we were gonna get into that. Yeah, man, the Supreme Court, you know, making it leaving the hammer. They've been laying the hammer down, man. They've been cutting left and right. Student debt out of here.
Yeah, you see that, you see the governor of Florida said that if he's elected president, that he'll do away with the IRS and all that shit.
I don't doubt it, man. They here to change shit, yo. Even though Trump ain't in there right now, all the shit that he stood for and what was he trying to do is popping.
Yeah,
it's popping.
Yeah,
he got the Supreme Court stacked right now with people that's about his values. He got that lady in there, and he got that Brett Kavanaugh in there. Look, they forever in there. And now they doing shit based off political shit. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Shit's crazy, my nigga. And you think he's going to stop with that? And they fucking with the gay rights people because now if you got a business and you refuse to service a gay person, you could do that now. You could refuse to give them the service. That's crazy.
That's the point. And
yeah, but at the same time, you see Governor Hochul over here in New York. She's signing bills to give them equal rights.
I mean, it's only right, man. They people, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, they people, but you know.
What the fuck? I mean, it's crazy. Well, fucking, they wilding, man. And nobody really paying attention to shit because niggas worry about submarines and all kinds of other shit. And right under our noses, they ripping shit apart.
All I'm saying, if you transgender and you know, don't be going in the woman's bathroom. If you got male parts still, you shouldn't be going in no woman's bathroom.
But then it's all about maybe he's going to have an operation soon.
Well, wait till he has the operation. Go have the operation.
These guys really feel that they are what they say, you know, and they belong in the bathroom.
But you don't see the women that think they men going in the men bathroom, lifting their leg up on the fucking urinal.
Oh, you can run like dikes and shit like that.
yeah. Fucking, you know, the Manny Fresh looking motherfuckers, man.
That's true.
You don't see them coming in the male bathroom lifting their leg up at the urinal.
They know they lame.
You sound muffled right now, Paul.
A word?
Yeah, you sound muffled.
Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. You better now.
Yeah, niggas wouldn't give a fuck if the bitches came in the bathroom with them.
I'm just saying, but
give a fuck. But niggas do give a fuck when it's your lady in the bathroom and the nigga come in there with a schlong, talk about you fucking gotta take a piss. So hold on. I guess you know what I'm saying. It's a slippery slope, as they say, yo.
Yeah, it's a thin line, you know.
Say, like, if a nigga feel like he's a fucking, if a nigga feel like he a fucking woman and wants to be treated like that and wants to use the female bathroom and shit, I don't know. Who are we to say he can't?
I'm just saying, what says to me that he can't is the fact that the image of a lady is on the door. If you got a fucking Frank, you not a lady. Bottom line, I don't care how much fucking makeup you put on. I don't care how much perfume you put on. My nigga, you still got a fucking lanky downstairs.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate right now. You know what I'm saying? We got to defend them. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. But if you got a ballpark prank downstairs, you not no female.
No doubt. But if this person identifies as a woman and that's what he wants to be and he dresses like them and everything, then that symbol on that door that says woman is for him.
Yo, listen. He could be RuPaul. He could be, I don't give a fuck who he want to be. If you got a motherfucking ballpark.
Hold on. Listen to that Puerto Rican shit. That nigga said, I don't give a fuck who he want to be. Yeah. You sound like the real pop, OG pop right there. I don't give a fuck who he want to be.
Yo, listen, man. Listen. I'm dead ass right now, man. If you got a motherfucking ballpark in your pants, you are not a woman. I don't give a fuck. You got an Adam's apple. Yo, listen. You got an Adam's apple.
Oh, my God.
You could stand up and
pee. What about the UFC fighters? What about the UFC fighters? They letting the transgender fight in there against women.
Or
are they not? I'm not sure. As a matter of fact, before I start saying shit, I don't know if it's transgender.
That wouldn't be fair.
I think it is.
No, because in the Olympics.
They call Godzilla.
Yeah, in the Olympics. In the Olympics, they not letting transgenders compete against regular women no more. How you up in here racing women
when you got mad testosterone running through your body. Like, like I've seen bitches that
I think bitches have their own category. I think they have their own category, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like it should be transgenders against
the transgender. But then they're gonna feel like, oh, we're just like everybody else. What do you mean we have to only play against us? We can compete against anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
but
when
look,
they start thinking like that. No, we can compete against anybody. What do you mean?
Yeah, but
you gotta think about how they think, my nigga. You gotta think.
But you don't see women. Yo, listen, you don't see NBA playing against female WNBA. You don't see that shit.
Huh?
You don't see NBA players playing against WNBA players.
I mean,
so how the fuck you
gonna
want to be?
I mean, just look at the big chick that just came back from Russia. Niggas think that's a nigga. Niggas be calling her man, and I don't think she's man. Okay, I just think she just. She got a deep voice, you know what I'm saying? She told
it don't matter. It don't matter. Listen, she still sit down to pee. I don't give a fuck. She still sit down to pee. She ain't fucking standing over the urinal and just
we
fucking.
We don't know that. We don't know that, yo.
I know that for a
we
fact.
We don't
that
know
bitch,
that.
That bitch sit down and pee. Unless she got a straw
that
and she fucking pissed through a straw standing up.
I'm telling you, yo, she might be holding more than all of us, yo. This fucking bitch, tall ass fucking nigga.
She must got a long clit.
Now, I know the Russians know exactly what she is. You know they had her stripped down out there in Russia, yo. They stripped.
Hell yeah, and they were fucking washing her down like Rambo. They were hitting her with the hose like Rambo.
That's fucked up. Yeah. You know, these are all jokes, people. These are all jokes.
Yo, Finkel and Einhorn. Finkel and Einhorn.
They're watching that bitch down like a Toyota.
Yo,
yeah,
listen, man. This is all jokes, but I'm dead ass, man. Don't fucking... If my daughter in the fucking bathroom and you think you a fucking... Him, her, or whatever, they, them, don't go in there. Listen, man. Go where
you won't know.
If the guy is
just like a female, you won't know unless you lift up his skirt, nigga.
Nah,
how
but
you going
to see the fucking Adam's apple. Women don't got no
what
fucking
you gonna do? What
Adam's
you gonna
apple.
Say? All right, the nigga's dressed like a girl, all that shit. But you see his Adam's apple, you see his nose.
You coming through this?
You know this is a nigga.
You coming through
what
here
you
like
say?
It's
what
the
you
tunnel?
Say? You going in the bathroom?
Yo, this ain't
you going
the
bathroom
I'm gonna
right
tell him, yo. I'm gonna tell him, yo. This ain't the tunnel. This ain't the tunnel.
You ain't gonna say shit.
This ain't
that
the tunnel.
That nigga gonna fucking scratch your eyeballs out. He's gonna scratch your eyes out. You better leave that nigga alone.
That motherfucker might be Papa.
Yeah, they can go scratch your eyes out. Yo, them niggas can fight, too. You know, they just be swinging all wild. You might catch you with a lucky punch, and now you got an eye jammy from one of them niggas. Now you got to explain, yo, how you got this eye jammy. Now I was fighting this transgender nigga, yo. As soon as you say that, oh, that's an L for you. A worry caught you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely an L.
These niggas are low, man. You just leave them people alone, man. Leave them people alone. You see them going in the bathroom, let them go take a piss. As long as they ain't bothering nobody, they ain't hurting nobody, leave them alone, man. Because the women, they got stalls. They're not like men. They got the fucking stalls. You go in there, you take care of your business, you close the door. Right? It's not like men standing there, you can see who's what. No, you go in there, take care of your business, you go in there, wash your hands, and you're out of there.
Yeah, nah, I don't care, man.
That's going to start a lot of problems like that, man.
That shit, bro, let's start
people
problems.
People need to mind their business, man. That's really, need. People got to mind their fucking business, too, yo.
Well, all right, then. Then I want to sell crack on the corner and mind your fucking business.
I second that. I second that. I support that.
I want to stand on the block and pump mad work and just mind your business.
Yeah,
if they could go in the bathroom and use the bathroom, I could stand on the corner and pump work.
Straight like that?
Like that.
You can. You can. Niggas is doing it right now all day, 24/7. What you talking
yeah,
about?
Just mind your business. Just mind your business.
Just mind your business.
I don't care if you know that I'm out there and I'm a hustler, trapper. That's going to be my shit. You're going to be them, they, and their, and them, and these, and those. I'm going to be trapping, hustling, grinding. Like, that's going to be, that's how you see me.
That's what's going on,
that's what
on,
I
want
to be known as. And you can't say nothing to me.
The people do deserve, you know what I'm saying, fairness, like everybody else. But the bathroom thing and all that, that is a fucking real slippery slope. I don't know really how to address that in series, but
nah, they should have a separate bathroom.
They deserve to be treated fairly.
They should have a separate bathroom. It should be a male bathroom. It should be a female bathroom.
E, what you think, man? I know you sit down to pee, right?
Fuck you, motherfucker. You don't get a haircut coming to the next show.
You
ain't
I don't hear from you, man. I gotta hear from you, my nigga. I gotta fuck with you.
I love
you quiet. You acting like one of them dudes.
They should have three bathrooms.
The green closet. the swamp closet.
Yeah, I'm dead ass.
Make the swamp closet.
They have three bathrooms.
Where they clean the mops at and shit. That's the transition.
No, it's crazy. They'll probably get mad about that. That's the crazy part about this thing. They'll get mad about that. They'll feel they'd be discriminated against just for getting their own bathroom.
Yo,
that's the weird part about
that. That's the solution. That's the logical solution right there. Word is ball.
Yeah, the him and her should have their own bathroom. That way, regular straight men won't
feel them.
Yeah. Females won't feel uncomfortable with a man coming in the bathroom, claiming to be a woman, using the fucking bathroom, farting like a man, shitting like a man, pissing smell, still smell like a fucking man's piss. They should have their own bathroom.
That's the solution. It's going to cost a lot for institutions, for every business to make a extra bathroom, but
I mean it's solution, and they can have the image where it's like a man and a woman, and it's the man woman bathroom.
Yeah, it's like that, like changing station for babies. Like, I think you can change in some women's bathrooms. They got like the changing place where you can bring your baby and change them. They got a dirty diaper or something. They got rooms like that, right? So, I guess there ain't nothing wrong with making another bathroom. I think kids should have their own bathrooms and businesses. I think children should have their own bathroom, like just the children's bathroom.
Because you got pedophiles. You got pedophiles out there following kids in bathrooms.
Yeah, I think
how do you keep the kids safe?
It's
going to
cost money
safe?
To make these bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? It's going to cost money to make these bathrooms, and that's where the problem is going to come in.
Yeah, but they spend money on dumb shit every year. Why wouldn't
every
you spend year. Money on a solution? You spend money on a solution, something that's going to benefit them. And women could go to the bathroom in peace. Men could go in there. You know, men could go to their bathroom. And they go to their bathroom, and kids go to their bathroom. I mean, it sounds funny, but at the same time, when you was in school, this was the teacher's bathroom, and the kids wasn't allowed in there.
Word. The teacher's bathroom.
You know, the students couldn't go.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, students couldn't go in the teacher's bathroom.
Yeah, you heard about that. Teachers had their own bathroom, yep.
I think it goes to the fact that people don't like, they just don't like rules. Because I bet you they're going to have people come in and even complain about that. Like, I should be able to go into the women's bathroom or the men's bathroom. You're always going to have a few that's going to complain.
Well, I should be able to stand on the corner and do my thing.
Exactly.
Bomb is going to go right back to that.
And leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Mind your business.
That's basically what's going on right now in New York, man. Niggas is all bud in the street. They ain't fucking with niggas hustling right now. They fucking with niggas that popping them guns and robbing niggas. You hustling, you selling shit, they ain't really bothering you. You can make some money right now. They not bothering niggas right now, yo. They after the gun busters and violent shit. Niggas doing all that fucked up shit. You got all kinds of people setting up tables, selling vegetables, fucking all kinds of food, and nobody got no fucking licenses or nothing, yo. Word up. They on the train, motherfuckers down there with fucking fruit cups and fucking all kinds of shit they selling to people walking by, yo. I'm like, wow, look at this shit. And I know they ain't got no fucking vendor's license. They're not bothering people right now, yo. You can come set up shop in New York, yo, and do your thing. But don't be shooting niggas and doing no violence. I'm telling you, it's popping in New York.
Yeah, because they mostly probably
in the train. I've seen this little lady on the train. They selling shit to people on the train. No fucking problem. Got like a whole fucking container of shit, like a whole store on the train. I'm like, how do you let them get on the train with all this shit? Ain't nobody saying nothing to them. You know, might be a whole family, but they got mad shit. They so much shit right on the platform. I know Papa and them ain't got no fucking paperwork telling these fucking soup drinks. I'm like, yeah, that's gangster. You know what I'm saying? They making money. And people come by and buying them shit from me. Nobody's bothering the hustlers right now, yo. But if you fucking doing some violent shit crime like that, they on your ass. If you hustling, you Gucci right now. Right now.
Yeah, they mostly targeting gangs.
Trying to find guns, because niggas are shooting fucking kids in the back. Little girls get shot in the Bronx, in the back and shit. I don't know if she died, but I hope she did. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is crazy. 5-year-old girl shot in the back of the Bronx. Come on, nigga.
The Bronx is wildin', man.
That made me not want to come outside with my kid, man. My baby in the streets. Shit wasn't even meant for them.
Yeah, violence run the Bronx right now. The Bronx is all about violence right now.
It's crazy, you know. That's I don't know what it is.
Especially when it's hot outside.
Yeah, summer 23, man.
Real quick, E.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on, music, man.
Hold up. Real quick. You see, E, how we was talking last week on the show and all the suggestions we was doing, and then BET go ahead. Like, they was listening to us.
Yeah, we brought these niggas out. We said to do it. ECMG. Then we see Redman and Keith Murray and Eric Silver. None of these guys was on the marquee. None of them were mentioned.
None of them was mentioned.
It's like somebody listened to the show and redid the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like they listened to our show and they started adding all the people that we was talking about.
Wow.
Verbatim.
Not
I didn't see nothing up there. I didn't see Red Man up there.
Yeah, they wasn't mentioned. We know the people
who
was mentioning
performances that. I'm quite sure there's performances that wasn't televised. You know how they have shit like that?
Yeah, but you're going to mention...
Everybody wasn't televised.
Yeah, but you're going to mention Eric Sermon. You're going to mention Eric Sermon. Eric Sermon's just like a bust of
line. He performed.
Yeah.
Eric performed?
Yeah, but it said performances by Soulja Boy. This person, that person, but they wasn't mentioned.
Oh.
Yeah, they ain't mentioned none of those guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah, let's give them some. Let's give them that new joint featuring our brother, Black Poet. Gotta give it to the people, man.
The joint is hard.
That's insane.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole lot of superstars up in here tonight. Yo, let me set this off, man. It's Young Humpernickel. Check this out. What? I'm in here for DJ R Double. Girlie see me and slow down like they having car trouble. So I'ma probably wanna pair my smart device with your smart bubble and get it poppin'. I'm in a rock room called Smashin' Pumpkins, bumpin' Fonzarelli. And that Machiavelli got the freak booty jelly pumpin' lovely out the telly. Holla at Savino gang on my East Coast run. It's Young Huff up in Swahili Village with Pace One.
Just like a mushroom, I'm a fun guy. Run my credit, the score is dumb high. Somewhere around 815. Wanna see for yourself, great, just come by. The scent of my vineyard will leave you tongue-tied. The grapes are pesticide-free and sun-dried. I came a long way since a young fry. Now I'm a school of hard knocks alumni.
Serving a death wish.
Is building up until your chest explodes. Nevertheless, we all exposed to the effects of my flow. I'm out here, my keys low, express the best way I know. Don't wanna F with me, physically or mentally, no. Don't even mention me, unless you're out here saying I'm dope. I walk connectedly, so if you don't connect to me, don't. Your girl's checking me, she wants me to have sex with her throat.
Each bullet that the Mac 10 holds is 9 meters. Bang, bang. Revealing your thoughts like mind readers. You grind cheaters won't last long, your work lacking. My rhymes indestructible, bars earth cracking. The mic crushing, stage burning, rap arsonist. Spitting poisonous tip, African black darcenist. Rusty jokes, rock rhythms if it's rough enough. Pull up your skirt, bitch, toughen up. What up?
Welcome me to the party. I bought my own bag, I bought the short shoddy. My mission is simple, I came to body shit. Leave bloodstains on the wall and leave from the party quick. Let me put all y'all niggas on notice. All this underground rap shit belong to Black Poet. Fuck what you think and how it sound to you. Queensbridge niggas run up and put the pound to you.
They know I did it to them stupid, but you can't prove it. OJ with the glove on, I put the snub on. Real shit, shit to make the wheel drift. Said I'm in my bag, that means it's open, but I'm still crisp. Motherfucker, you rapping still, bitch. I'ma hit the kill switch. Straight out the mud, masqueraded through the filthiness. I lock my wrist, move my hypothesis. You rappers really got a death wish. Blech.
Serving a death wish.
Niggas know who that underground shit along the Black Poet. Nigga, what? Yeah, that's fire, you know. Shout out to Rusty. Everybody on that track.
Yeah, young Humpty Hump was on there.
Yeah, that's dope. You know, but it's crazy. Yeah, it sounds like everybody talking about different shit, like, you know. But it's all gravy. It's all fire.
Yeah, we had to show out with a prank.
Yeah. What you saying, Baby Yellow, what up?
I said, hey, Gorilla Monsoon, I said this, man. I said we're going to end this with a banger, man.
What the fuck you talking about, man? You look like Curious George, nigga. You look like Curious George. Nigga, fuck you, Gorilla Monsoon, nigga. Let me tell you something, man. You like Curious George. You see how Curious George got, you know how the nigga, his hairline is? That's just how your shit be, too. Right?
Hey, everybody hairline have an off, everybody hairline have off days at times. You be looking like you be getting slapped with 1,000 bean bags, motherfucker.
This nigga be trying to look like Babyface. I'm like, look at this nigga trying to be, what are you trying to be, fucking pretty? This nigga trying to do over here. Nigga trying to look fucking sexy or some shit, nigga. Stop it, nigga. Look at this nigga in every hole. I'm like, I know he got me playing. I'm like, nah, he's dead.
Oh, man, it ain't none of that.
Nigga like fucking one of Miami Vice niggas from back in the days. Man, fucking Crockett and Tubbs, nigga. Nah, that's my nigga, though, man.
It's all love, man. It's all love, man. That's how we joke, man. But yeah, man. I'm about to go ahead and sign this out, man. It was fun building with you guys. We had to end this show out with a banger.
Yeah, happy
4th of July, niggas, man. Be careful with the motherfucking fireworks too, yo. Don't blow the dog's ass up. Don't blow the dog's asshole up. Nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be fucking starting all kinds of house fires and shit. Be easy out there. Especially out there, you know, in the South where it's real dry out there. They saying be easy over there. It's hot and it's dry and it's fucking easy to fuck shit up. So.
For sure.
Yeah, man. So be easy. Be careful, y'all.
We out of here.
Hit him with some heat, Boy. Fucking yellow, mellow, yellow.
Schoolboy Radio.
Yes, sir.
Episode 135.
Let's go, man.
135 on the boys on the books, and we out.
Wu-Tang School is your home.
My lord, my lord. It's the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang party that both arrived as planned.
Yo, tone stalks, metal cloths, bulletproof, metal socks. Ghetto sharks came to bite, niggas when the letters spark. Two coaches glam, racks like a leg of lamb. Rack pussy money, Martin Lawrence, I'm a mega fan. Do it for my kids so they should never ask another man. Remember me? Why you wanna stick me? I'm your brother, fam. Who the cousin? Raheem, yeah, from the motherland. First one to build a clay oven with these trouble hands. Man, forget it, shit it, we in Atlanta, let's go back some bitches. Alabama got me on camera, killed a couple niggas. Oh well, still rock a chain like Modell's. Rota L, Motorola, lipstick, great sale. The modern day miracle. Whispered words from the oracle.
historical. My slang is editorial, metamorphical, rhetorical, historical. Fire like the pits of hell, burn them and scorch them. I see liars, Gentile infidels, turn them or torch them. These rappers tired, murk them and off them. The sword of the chrome, heavyweight, the head that bears the crown, off with his dome. I rep where warriors roam and these sentences run concurrent. Perish and plummet, a thousand strong cometh. My cup overrun with holy water from the fountain of youth. Sharp as a six-sided star, the burden of proof. Murder the boost, verbal abuse. I'm from the home of the wolf. You at the pearly gates, moment of truth.